Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking with Meredith about what size weights does Meredith use? Are you ready to do this, Meredith?
I'm ready.
All right, great. We'll see you guys on the inside. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us on the Senior Fitness Podcast with Meredith. We're really, really happy you are here today. We hope you're having a great day. We've got a fun topic to discuss today. We are going to be talking about what size weights does Meredith use in her exercise videos. That is a very common question. Meredith, do you not agree?
Oh, it's very common.
Yes.
Hence the reason why we're doing this.
Yeah, so that's why we're dedicating this episode. So we're going to talk about that. But before we do that, we just want to send out a friendly reminder to swing by our website, seniorfitnesswithmeredith.com. Check out all of the latest and greatest content we have there, including our exercise videos, these podcasts, and much, much more. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter, which we send out once a week. And it's a great way for us to stay in touch with you. So this episode, we are dedicating a full episode to finding out what weights you use, Meredith, in all of your exercise videos.
Yeah.
It's a very common question.
Yes.
So just kind of give us a background on using, you know, all the videos that you've recorded, and we've recorded quite a few up to this point, and your philosophy on using on weight training in general, before we even get into, you know, the size weights that you use, weight training in general, what are the benefits of using weights in exercises,
et cetera? Weight training, strength training in general is so, so important, especially as we age, because our muscles atrophy much quicker as we age. We lose a huge percentage of our muscle each year after something around the age of 35. So we're not talking that old. It's it starts quick. So we need to make sure we're strength training at every age, but again, especially as we age. Keeping our muscles strong, of course, is vital to the body, the structure of the body, how we hold ourselves, our posture, our balance. Strength training helps keep our bones healthy, and that is vitally important for so many reasons, but especially as we age, it is easier to get fractures if we have a little tumble, a fall, etc. And the last thing we want is that. So we're trying to keep our bones healthy and strong. And that's not just the muscular part, but the bone and the structure as well. And strength training is going to be very good at that. It's also great when you do strength training. Little side note that it's great for the brain as well, because brain and body, muscles working together, very, very good for the brain. So,
obviously, many benefits to resistance training, weight training. Is there what? Let's talk about the importance of heavy weights and not so heavy weights. I mean, what does that effect have on the body? If you're you really want to build muscle, do you need to lift heavy weights?
As you're lifting heavier weights, it depends on when you say you want to build muscle. You're going to be building and maintaining muscle when you lift something heavier than your body weight or gravity, I should say. So anytime that you're lifting any type of resistance, so even using your bands or a slight weighted ball, etc., you're making the muscle work harder than it normally does. Therefore, it has to kind of break down and rebuild. And in effect, when it rebuilds, if you were doing something hard enough to make it kind of break apart, it should build back stronger. And in that sense, it would build back stronger and slightly larger if you were using something that was kind of overloading it. So your muscles can grow stronger. Doesn't necessarily mean they're going to get huge and bulky and big. That's another big question that we always get when it comes to strength training, especially from women. They don't want to get bulky. They think that lifting a 3 pound or 5 pound dumbbell is going to make them bulky and big like a bodybuilder that you see pictures of or in the gym or something like that. That takes a lot of really heavy lifting. And a lot of testosterone and supplementation of proteins and other things to get really, really big. So you'd have to be lifting a lot of really heavy weight for many, many hours during the week, focusing on different muscles, etc., to get big and bulky. Mm-hmm. But in order to grow our muscles, yeah, just lifting weights in general and bands that have resistance to them, of course, is going to help build up your muscles and strengthen the body.
Right, right. Mm. Any kind of resistance, basically.
Exactly.
Like you mentioned, bands, things like that.
Yes.
Can you get a better, you know, workout with weights, with either actual weights or bands, or it's pretty much the same thing? You know, it's like one is it's a push and pull. One is more of a reflexive type of thing. I mean, you know, some people are curious about that.
Yes.
When they ask you about your weight sizes, you know, I think that question comes up a lot is, you know, what's better?
What am I lifting versus
weights or resistance bands kind of thing?
I would say I personally like the idea of mixing between the two because you will hit upon different muscle groups. So a lot of times, and this is a comment that just came in quite recently from when we're doing this podcast, that they were strictly doing dumbbells and just got a set of bands and did a resistance band workout. And they were amazed at the different muscles that they felt. Mm. And I found that interesting because a lot of times you don't realize until you do pick up a band for the first time and you go, wow. All those tiny little muscle groups that I'm targeting now that I can really hone in on, where a lot of times with our dumbbells, it tends to target, especially with the movements that we do, it tends to target the larger, big muscle groups. So yeah, bands are great because they'll get into different parts of the body and they work the muscles differently than what we do when we work with our dumbbells. So mm-hmm. I always like to say, if you don't like one or the other, I'll get many people who say they don't like dumbbells, they strictly work with bands. That's fine. You're putting load on your muscles. Just hopefully they're not sticking with a light band. They're doing something that's going to make their muscles fatigue over time, so we will grow those muscles, or doing more repetitions than they normally do with that lighter resistance, because that's basically what we want when we're doing any type of strength training, and we're trying to make the muscle stay strong, is we want to make sure we're overloading it in some way, and mm-hmm. it's feeling that. The muscle needs to feel it. It can get used to a 2-pound dumbbell, and then just, you could do 10 repetitions, you could do 20, and it's not going to fatigue because the body gets used to it. So again, that's where, and I'm probably jumping ahead, but that's where I would say you need to either go up in weight or you need to do even more repetitions. Where mm-hmm. I'm not always a fan of doing more repetitions because that could be overuse of something. Say if you're doing bicep curls, your elbow doesn't want to do 35 repetitions holding a 2-pound dumbbell, I'd prefer you to do 10 to 12 using something slightly heavier.
right. Yeah. Yeah. And I think a lot of people have those questions, you know, when it comes to which weights, free weights, resistance bands, especially because we do get a lot of people who are either just starting out with exercise or have taken a long period of time off from exercise, and the body has to kind of remember. You have to remember where you were and where you are now, right?
Yes.
Talk about a little bit more about the experiences you've had with people who used to exercise and used to lift this much weight, mm-hmm. and now they're older or they've taken a long period of time off, and you're not the same. And it's kind of jarring to realize, oh, I can't really pick up the weight that I used to. Have you had a lot of those experiences?
Oh, definitely.
Expanding on that?
Yes, oh, definitely. From people who, especially not as much with females in my older population, but males, when they get kind of back into working out and they pick up dumbbells and they think, and they say out loud, I should say, not just think, they say, well, I used to be able to bench press this much, and I used to be able to curl this much. So then they go over and they notice, like, say, in my class environments, I go up to 15 pounds, and at that, I only have maybe two or three sets of that, because most people can't lift that. And even if they can, you can't do many repetitions safely. So they'll go, oh, that's going to be way too easy. But then they pick up a 5-pound dumbbell, and they go, oh, wow, okay, it's actually heavier than what I remember, right? And unfortunately, a lot of ego comes in to play, because we remember what we used to be able to do, and we feel like that's what we should still be able to do. This is male and female alike. But we want to be able to do what we did 30 years ago, 40 years ago, but we haven't done it for 20 plus years. So getting back into it, I see many people who think that that's the weight they should be lifting, but they haven't lifted anything in so long, they don't realize what their body is capable of until they pick up something and go, okay, I didn't even think that that would be that heavy, because, you know, we pick up, say, a gallon jug of milk and go, wow, that's really heavy, right?
Right.
It is. There are certain items, our detergent that we purchase at the store, certain things that we pick up and go, wow, that's really heavy, of course. You know, these things are weighing 5-8 pounds, possibly. So the dumbbell is going to translate the same way. Our mind thinks, oh, I used to be able to lift 20-pound dumbbells. I should be able to do that again, even though the gallon of milk is heavy for me. So just getting that kind of learning curve back of I have to start low and build from there, I think is a hard thing to do, but it's necessary. And that's why I think when the questions arise, what do I use? I always have a hard time answering that, because I don't want someone to judge what I'm using and base what they should be doing off of that. So I always like to say you have to start where you feel is best for you. And if you're just getting back into it, whether it be from time off, just not working out for whatever reason, injury or illness, just being too busy maybe for part of your life where you just didn't prioritize your exercise and strength training. Now getting back into it, we need to start slow and we need to start light. Because the last thing you want to do is get an injury from picking up something because Meredith uses that size weight, right?
Right, right.
We have to start where we think is best. So,
hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-494-8310. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-494-8310. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-494-8310.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I think that's great advice, because that's exactly what most people should be doing.
Right.
I think we struggle with when we talk about lightweights or heavyweights, and men or women could be different.
Yes.
You know, we say lightweight. Well, what's lightweight?
Right.
You know, what is considered lightweight? Is 10 pounds light for someone, or should you be using 3 pounds, 2 pounds for, you know, regular weight training exercises?
Right. Again, that's going to be dependent on the workout that's being done, and then the not necessarily the skill level, but your ability level, where you're at with your workouts. So I think with our HIIT workouts, a lot of times I'll put with light dumbbells or wrist weights. And then prior to the workout, I'll normally say, I don't want you going any heavier than Most of the time with HIIT workouts, if they're HIIT workouts really focusing on cardiovascular endurance, I would say that we're trying to stay 3 or below.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for people who can lift 10, 15-pound dumbbells.
Mm-hmm.
We're focusing on getting the heart rate up by keeping the body in good form. And it's so easy to hold something heavier and get an injury trying to do movements really fast, which HIIT generally is doing movements faster. If we're doing a HIIT dumbbell workout, but we're still trying to get the heart rate up and still trying to do movements a little bit faster, but it's focusing on movements that the muscles kind of know how to do them because we do them in our strength training workouts, then I would say 5 pounds is good. We can go up to 5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And again, during the workouts and before we even get started, I normally say all of this. If the workout is strictly strength training, even if it's for time and I have a timer going, but we're working on our repetitions, we're really focusing on our form, that's where I say you have to know where you're at with that muscle group and what size dumbbell is best for that muscle group. So maybe a 5 pound is super, super heavy for a bicep curl, so you do a 3. But then you're working on your back pulls and you know that that muscle group is a lot stronger, so you jump up to the 5 for that, mm-hmm. that type of thing.
Right.
But realizing that we really, really, in any workout, but especially when we're trying to lift a little bit heavier, we really need to put all of our focus on our form and how we're doing that movement and the muscle that we're working.
Mm-hmm. Now, so obviously with the weight training exercises that we've put out on video, so let's talk about, let's go ahead and dive into mm-hmm. what size weights Meredith uses. And you kind of already went into
right.
this a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but you know, as mm-hmm. far as for your workouts that are beginner with weights, intermediate
right.
with weights, advanced with weights, what's a guideline that you use, you know, mm-hmm. in general? So we can pick your brain.
So even going to like beginner, intermediate, advanced, a lot of times I won't even necessarily say the weight is what makes the difference between that. A lot of times with beginner, it just means I'm staying seated so you don't have to worry so much about standing or being on the floor. So, but you may be in, let's say, in a wheelchair, and I'm calling it beginner because it's seated, but your upper body is strong and you're using 10 or 15 pound dumbbells. So that works, but beginner, you're going to stay seated.
Mm-hmm.
Intermediate sometimes is a little mix of both or a different type of workout, where advanced is usually more all standing and possibly some floor on the ground work. But the dumbbell size could stay the same for any of those, just depending on, again, the level that the person is at. Where the poundage changes
mm-hmm.
Is really dependent on the person and how often they've been working out with strength training equipment and how they've built up their muscles over time and knowing their body. So that's why when you first start, it's very difficult to know. So it's hard when people say, what should I use? I'm just beginning to work out. And I like to tell people, if you're just starting to work out, to maybe even just do range of motion to get the movement down, to learn what it is, then add bottles of water, unless you've invested and you have 1 pound or 2 pound dumbbells or wrist weight, something like that. Holding those and getting the movement down with something really light, seeing how your body feels when you're doing that, but how does it react after? And not just the muscle. If you fatigue the muscle and the muscle sore, that's what you want, right? If you're just starting out and you're trying to get your muscles to build, but how does the rest of your body feel? In the example of a bicep curl, think about how do your fingers, how do your wrists, your forearm, how do your elbows and your shoulders feel? Was it too taxing of a weight for those joints and points of your body. So we need to see how our body reacts in other ways, not just the muscles sometimes as well. Mm-hmm. And then knowing that that's where we're at and we go up from there over time, mm-hmm. I think is kind of the way I like to explain it to most people. Mm-hmm. Instead of I'm using a 10-pound dumbbell, I don't know, you can do whatever. Mm-hmm. Start low, start light. That's why I really love the range of motion, or bottles of water, soup cans. Soup cans are a little different because they're a little bigger. But if holding something a little larger is easier on your hand, then it's perfectly okay for you. Mm-hmm. And then going from there, and then kind of saying, okay, that was really easy. Now I'll invest some money in some dumbbells or different size bands, things like that.
Right, right. Yeah, I think we get a lot of questions about people wondering what to buy.
Right.
If they don't have a set of weights, you know, and most people don't have a big budget to go and buy a whole rack of dumbbells, you know. You really have to choose on which ones you think are going to be the most effective. What's the best way to kind of go about that?
Yes. Well, knowing that, I personally would say I wouldn't buy a pair of 1-pound dumbbells, because you can hold water bottles that are going to basically be about the same feeling weight-wise. So you don't need to invest money in 1 pound. I say 3s and 5s and 8s are a great way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because 3s would be great for the entire body to start. Lower body, even if you're doing seated, you could definitely use the 5s and 8s for that. And then you can, for, of course, different muscle groups, just switch it up, switch around. And you feel like you are growing in weight. So that's mm-hmm. really nice.
Right. So if you were able to put together your own Meredith's starter pack for, you know, beginners or intermediates on resistance training,
right?
What would be in that starter pack?
Ooh, I like that. I would start with, I'd say 3 and 5 pound dumbbells.
Mm-hmm. A pair of 3s, a pair of 5s.
Yes. I would do, I like resistance bands in the packs of 3 that we have on our equipment page that we have a link to, because mm-hmm. it's light, medium, and heavy. Because I think we, for upper body, light might be the best place to start. But for lower body, we're generally stronger lower body, bigger muscles, muscle groups. So you can easily do medium, and then we can work our way up again to heavy for lower body, medium for upper. So mm-hmm. I like, a pack of the bands, I think would be great in the starter pack.
mm-hmm.
That's probably where I'd start. I could add a lot more to it, actually, but I think that would be like the best place to start with mm-hmm. everything.
So a couple of 3s, 5s, dumbbells,
and some bands.
Some bands.
Yeah.
Right.
And then over time, of course, we could add in wrist weights, ankle weights, mm-hmm. An air ball. So you have an actual air ball, but you can use a pillow or a towel that you've kind of tied up. Mm-hmm. you don't necessarily need to go purchase one from the beginning.
right.
Yeah.
There's different kinds of dumbbells out on the market. You know, you have the old school bodybuilder type.
Right.
That are all metal, you know, and then you have the kind that are coated. What do you like and what do you prefer to use?
I really like the ones, again, we have a link to their site. So they're metal in the middle and then they have rubber ends. I like the metal in the middle when you can wipe it clean.
Mm-hmm.
Where if the whole thing is rubber, I never feel like it gets clean enough. If you're the only one using them, you may not even clean them. But if you're sharing with someone in the home or what have you, or you like to keep everything nice and sterilized, it makes it a lot easier to clean when the metal's in the middle. And then the rubber on the ends, when you place them down, it's not like metal going down onto your flooring of any kind. It doesn't mark up the ground as much if you mm-hmm. have a mat. It's easier on the flooring if you're on tile or something like that. Not they're being slammed down, but if it were to accidentally get placed down a little bit harder. It's much better than metal going straight down onto the floor. So, yeah, the rubber ends, that's the weight part, and then the middle being the mm-hmm. metal part that you're holding on to.
Yeah, and those for your reference out there, those are called Bells of Steel. I believe that we are endorsed by Bells of Steel, and they are great dumbbells. If you go to our equipment page, you can see a link to their website, and they have some really great dumbbells. I think the sizes that we have here that you use are three, five?
Five and ten are what I have that I show, yes. So
yeah, great quality. So as far as, you know, using or getting into resistance training, what are your thoughts on, say, if you go to a gym and you use, like, not the free weights, but you use, like, I forgot what you call it.
Nautilus equipment.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, so would you dial it back as well if you're just starting with that?
Yes, definitely. And that's a whole other learning curve as well, because you think I can lift, let's say I can lift 5 pound dumbbells. I'm going to go over this machine and it's going to feel exactly the same, or it's going to feel easy when it doesn't. The equipment, it all works different. Different parts of the body are being used when we do different things. You can use other parts of the body even more to help the part of the body that you're trying to work in different ways also, depending on what piece of equipment you're working, if you're standing or sitting, etc. So, so yes, always going down and learning the machine, learning the movement, and then going up from there. Because again, first and foremost, we want to make sure form is right so we don't have any type of injuries. That's the last thing we want to do, is be sidelined because we were trying to lift too heavy, and that probably happens more often than it should for all age groups. So making sure you start light, because you can always always go up from there and learn the movement, learn your body, learn how you feel and your body reacts, etc. So yes, light.
Starting off light. And those are great machines because you literally can just dial them up as you go.
Yes.
You know, you're not picking up heavier dumbbells.
Right.
You're just literally putting in a pin and dialing up down the weight as much as you can. It's pretty convenient to do it that way.
It is convenient,
right?
Yeah. And a lot of people will say Nautilus equipment is something they really like to use because there are different grips that you can have depending on the piece of equipment. So arthritis and things like that in the hands, it can help with that. Elbows, shoulders, depending on what movements you're doing. So they're great to try if you have that type of equipment available to you, just to see the difference too and to switch it up. So
Final thoughts on what size weights you use, and your thoughts on what size weights other people should use.
So funny, I never even said what size weights I use, because I use different size weights.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's good that I never said, because it really depends. I have videos where I use 5 pound because I'm honoring my body. I know that I've already done maybe a workout that day, or I did a weight workout the day before, and I know it's not smart for me to do heavy the next day, that's not good for the body. That's counterintuitive to actually trying to build the muscle. There are some times when I'll use my 10-pound dumbbells and show those, because I'm considering that as we're doing the workout, whether it's a live stream or a recorded one, that's kind of my strength training workout of the day. So I'm going to lift a little heavier. And then personally, I may go even heavier, depending on what I'm working and what body part and the day that it is and how my body feels. And that's exactly what I want everyone to take away from this, is that's what you need to look at. Starting light and going from there is the best way to do it, but honoring your body on a day that you say, I have been lifting 5 and 8 pounds, but man, I want to do a dumbbell workout, but I'm just not feeling great, but I'm going to do it. Is it even worth it if I'm going to go down to my 3 and 5s? Yes. You're listening to your body. You're honoring your body. I think that we need to get out of our head that has to be a certain number that we're lifting in order for us to be doing good. You're still working the muscles. You're still strengthening the body, focusing on your good form, etc. And that's what it's all about, honoring the body. And maybe that's a day that it means you don't lift weights. So remembering that as well. But the weight that feels good for you, slowly grow. Let it grow with you. So if you're starting light, like I said, you can add on as time goes, if you so feel the need to do that. But don't look at it like you're not getting stronger or better by not doing that. Also, doesn't mean you have to go up to 15 pounds starting at 3, knowing that your body may be good with 5 pounds, and that's where it's going to stay, and that's fine. And be okay with that, because you're working hard and your muscles are getting stronger. The mind is growing stronger. The bones are getting better. All of it. So honor your body, honor yourself, knowing that you're doing good by doing your intentional movement every single day.
And it's a great way to approach it if you're kind of in the market for looking for weights, don't know where to start, trying to find the right weights for you, which is really what this is about.
Right.
Getting to the right comfort level to where you can exercise, doing a HIIT workout, doing resistance training, doing a little bit heavier, whatever is best for your body, that's what you want to do. But definitely check out our equipment page on our website if you want to see what equipment we do use in our exercise videos, and you can kind of take it from there and see what's best.
Yeah.
Or go to your local gym and try different weight sizes out one by one to see what's best for you.
Yeah.
That's really what is important here. So thanks for joining us on this episode. We invite you to swing by our website, seniorfitnesswithmeredith.com, and sign up for our newsletter. Get all of our latest and greatest information sent to you every week. And until next time, we'll see you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Hey everybody, Jared Sebestier, host of Retire Repurposed. This podcast is dedicated to help people transition into fulfilling and purposeful retirements. Retirement is a big life change. In fact, the two most dangerous years of a person's life are the year they were born and the year they retire. Few people could just flip the switch from working a career 30 or 40 plus years, retiring on Friday, without methodical steps to living what we call a repurposed retirement. To listen now, search Retire Repurposed on your favorite podcast platform, Senior Resource, or Life Audio.